You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, Christina Schutt has been named the new leader of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. She comes by way of Arkansas, and she joins us on a phone line now. Congratulations. It must be quite a thrill.
Oh, thank you so much. It is. I'm very excited to be a part of and really lead through the next chapter for the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum.
What will that next chapter look like, Christina?
Hopefully, it'll look like more community involvement and engagement at the institution. You know, the staff and the board have done a fantastic job navigating through the pandemic and reopening to the public. And so hopefully for us, it'll look like inviting more people back to our space as public health and safety allows.
And here we are talking on International Women's Day. I don't know that you're the first woman to lead the museum. You are the first Black woman. And I bring that up because Ray LaHood, who was the chair of the Board of Trustees, says that you will bring a new perspective on how to interpret the life, legacy, and lessons of Abraham Lincoln. What is it about your personal experience that will help us understand Lincoln better?
A lot of the work that I've done, particularly at Mosaic Timbers Cultural Center, has really been about shining a light on untold stories, shining a light on stories that often don't get talked about in the history textbooks. And so that's something that I'm really interested in bringing to the ALPLM, helping to shine light on stories like Mrs. Elizabeth Keckley and others who impacted Lincoln's life, who were a part of his world and the stories, you know, that he told.
I should know who Mrs. Keckley is, but why don't you tell me, because I don't.
Oh, yeah. So Mrs. Keckley was actually a dressmaker for Mary Lincoln. She's one of the few sort of Black women who were actually documented as being a dressmaker for a first lady. Pretty interesting story.
Fantastic. How embarrassing for me. I think I read the book, not her book, but it's a big thing with me. I love history. And, you know, I work here in the city of Chicago. I don't live in the city anymore. But, you know, you walk by these buildings with just fantastic histories to them, and we've got our head down. We don't sometimes understand what's right next to us when it comes to its significance. That's what I like about museums, and hopefully you can do that with Abraham Lincoln.
Absolutely. You know, I've already been talking with colleagues in Chicago. I was actually chatting with a friend of mine at the Chicago Public Library the other day about some of the unique resources that they have within their special collections and how we can really use some of those resources coupled with the resources of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library Museum to shine a light on the unique contribution that Illinoisians have and continue to make in this state. So looking forward to doing that.
Here's the 2021 question. Of course, you know, they're looking at different statues and monuments here in Chicago, including five statues of Abraham Lincoln. Can we honor Lincoln and fully understand him too?
Yes, we can. I think that knowing more about someone's history and their story, if anything, I think it adds to the depth and breadth of who they are. One of the things that I have appreciated most thus far in my own kind of personal study about Lincoln is his ability to evolve, his ability to change his mind about things, his ability to grow and learn as a person. And so I think that provides a rather interesting model for us in the 21st century to continue to grow and to learn and to change our minds about maybe things that we thought of in the past or the ways that we thought how history should be remembered in the past and the ways that we think of how history should be remembered today.
Well, this is a question sort of marries up to that. But in a statement, Governor Pritzker said that Lincoln's legacy is a critical piece of comprehending our past, but it's also in understanding how to navigate our future. So how does Lincoln's past help us in the future?
One of the unique things about Lincoln is he really stands at kind of an apex of American history. You know, we actually teach history as history before Lincoln and history after Lincoln. And so I think that what he did, what he brought to the table in terms of the ways in which he sought to unify the country, the ways in which he sought to really transform us from, you know, these United States as a plural to the United States, right, as America's one sort of country, I think is something that we're still learning from. It's something that we're still impacted from every day. You know, Lincoln's probably the single most important piece of legislation, the 13th Amendment, right, that Lincoln was responsible for, that is something that, again, we're still living with, we're still impacted by every single day. You know, the fact that I'm able to be on this call with you today is because of Lincoln, right, because of the 13th Amendment. So, again, I think that his work and his legacy has enduring value.
We're talking to Christina Schutt, who is the new leader of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. Christina, I know you've checked out Springfield. Do you like it? I just have to warn you, have you had a horseshoe sandwich yet?
I have not had a horseshoe sandwich. I'm looking forward to getting one, though.
Do you know about them?
Delicious.
Delicious.
I have heard about them. Are they good? Are they not? What do you think about them, Steve? Do you like one?
I haven't had the guts to try one, but it's white bread. It's got ground beef. It's got French fries, cheese, and just about everything else you can imagine in your pantry.
Well, that sounds like a perfect Southern meal. All you need is some mayonnaise.
Right.
Right, to make it a Southern delicacy.
I would imagine if you look hard enough, you'll find mayonnaise, too. Christina Schutt, it was great to meet you. I hope you and your family enjoy Springfield.
Oh, thank you. And I hope that you and all the folks in Chicago will be able to get down and visit us real soon.
Hey, you can't miss it. You got to go see it. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Let's check in now with Mary.